Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, the 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if that intro sounded a little too quick, it's because I'm excited to get this week started on a beautiful, beautiful April 15th. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It is beautiful, isn't it? It is a beautiful day out.
It's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah. Man, listen, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. We had big visit. Look, PK. Been cooking this weekend. Just been cooking.
Do we have to do... When does it become Coach Kelsey?
I don't know. When he wins a couple games. We're still cool right now. We're recruiting. Like, oh, y'all had a five-star committed to you? I think he's going to come here and take a visit.
Are you going to start the show with that, Steve? Are you going
to
jump off the plane
new world, baby.
That early, Steve?
The new world, baby.
Wait, who is this five-star recruit that you're talking
about?
Oh,
you know, just denied it. You know, what's his name? Jaden Quainitz? Oh, yeah.
Wait. That can't be the one dude at Kentucky who that was like the cornerstone of their class.
Yeah, it was. And, he's got to stay in college for 2 years.
What?
Hello.
In college.
Yeah. Did you watch any videos of him last night real quick on the side?
I don't want to talk about it.
He's 16.
I don't want to talk about
it. Can you imagine?
He's not 16.
Yes, he is.
He's not 16.
It's a Moby Okoye.
Everybody, he's not 16. Don't let Steve lie to you. I don't care what you're reading on any informative websites. He's not 16 years old.
It is 16.
They changed that way too. They were ahead of the game.
Oh, my gosh.
He's not 16.
It's insane. You're like, when you watch him, you're like, dude, there's no way. He's a year older than Elijah. I'm like, are you kidding me?
He's 1 year older than Elijah.
Like, this dude is nuts.
Yeah, so people, like, in all seriousness, you can see about two clips of this kid, and you're like, I mean, okay, what are all the uncomfortable thoughts you think when you see him? No, first find out he's coming to campus, and then think, and then tell me about the uncomfortable thoughts.
Oh, I mean, finding out he's coming to campus, I mean... We can't have anything nice.
They broke it already.
Who broke my Matt McClain?
What
happened?
What happened to Matt McClain?
What's broke?
It's his hat.
They broke the hat off the bobblehead. Well, you broke it now.
No, that's just the bat. Bat comes out.
That's really crap. Hey, everybody right now in ESPN Louisville, you confess. You call into the show. It's whichever coworker did it. you need to call this show and confess and just say, hey, man, I was in here. I was fooling around with it. You know, hey, Steve, my bad. I broke it, you know, blah. My kid was in here and I was recording a segment. It's time for the coworkers to confess.
I know.
That's crappy.
Yeah, because inevitably I get blamed for it. I didn't do it.
That's a great point, too. Cause, and it's like people. It's somebody who did it.
It was a city uniform. Like this was my thing.
Like I'm telling you, people, and it's not like an accidental thing. It's somebody that came here and tore it.
Somebody bit the hat off. I'm convinced somebody just went.
And listen, and when I say we're talking about this hat brim, it was it 3 centimeters?
Oh yeah,
3 centimeters. It's like you. You would have to strategically get something, like get a fingernail under it to tear it like that.
Yeah,
or,
really.
Or you would have to do something to it to destroy it.
Is it a clean break, too?
Yeah.
So you could glue it back on.
Yeah, but it's gone. I don't see it anywhere. Jerks.
And it's dead. No, you don't glue it.
Never talking to any of y'all again.
It's like a pope that you just drop.
Right in front of the person who...
Yeah, it's done.
Took it all the way from the Vatican.
It's done.
So yesterday,
tell me about this.
This game. Weekend, well, hang on,
a little uncomfortable.
Let's do an all thing really quick. Let's remind everybody. This weekend we had Dante Maddox on campus.
Which one's Dante Maddox?
From Toledo.
Point guard. Strong guard.
Yep. We had Nick Boyd from FAU.
Nick Boyd,
shooter. Yeah, you know, 2-3 guy, probably bounce back and forth. Dante Maddox is at Illinois right now.
Okay.
Illinois got a couple guard commits.
How's the weather in Illinois right now?
Hopefully terrible. What's the weather in Champaign, Illinois?
Let's take a look-see, shall we, guys?
Because Dante Maddox looked like he had a good time.
Okay.
Looked like he had a good time here this weekend.
Give me one thing that...
Listen, Pat Kelsey was shining. He's out there catching footballs, catching them behind his back.
Why are you... You are such a premature...
Whoa. It's 62 in Champaign, with a high of 80 and a low of 55.
Man, that's garbage.
Don't be so
sunny all day.
Was it PE?
What's that?
Don't be a PE guy.
Okay, fair enough.
The Kelsey thing.
Yeah.
Even his little jog and the choppy steps.
Yes.
And the break out of his, you know, just having his hands out in front of him out of his break.
Oh yeah.
Says he understands athletic. Biometrics.
Sure.
And it was windy.
It was windy
to be fielding punts.
And it's tough to field a punt.
That's not is yet like have you seen those like when you saw like Kevin Hart go out there and try to field the punt with the team or student? Whenever you see those entertainers go with a college team or a pro team and they try to field those punts.
No, it's no joke.
And
man.
They end up dropping them.
Do you remember Johnny Knoxville going to Tennessee?
Oh yeah.
And they were teeing. Do you remember that in the Jackass skit?
Oh, he was getting tackled. Yeah, oh god.
but
that was tough.
And the one behind his back was just the chef's kiss.
And you're doing that. Like, so you're doing that in front of people. Like
in front of recruits.
Yeah, it's not like it's some pressure to this. It's not
bam.
PP.
Yeah, PP. PP.
He gets a no PP charge on that one. Okay, I'm listening.
I mean, to him going out, I'm gonna do it again, and then you can stop me. And he goes out, throws a strike.
Listen, respect the strike, people. I know you've seen who's the worst. I say 50.
Yeah. 50 because like I expect you to be able to throw a baseball, man.
Why?
Just look athletic. He's playing. Yeah, like look at you. You're muscular.
Go ahead, say it.
You used to box, man. Like you're like a dude.
He was probably
like if Nick went out there and 12. Threw it in the fourth row, you'd be like, well.
I've got a cannon. You know I have a cannon.
Wasn't
you
Carl Lewis?
He does actually.
Wasn't Carl Lewis like the other like?
Oh, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a
who asked for the ball back after they?
George Bush was maybe the best one ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of the pressure.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, if you cannot go, it's 9/11, bro. Like, 9/11 just happened.
That made me a Republican for a little while.
Yeah, right, like you're in New York, dude, and you're just like, it's got to go. But like
the delegation put more pressure on Barack Obama in history.
Yeah. But Barack delivered.
Yeah,
he delivered.
Yeah, the delegation was like, boy, no, listen, I'm gonna tell you what's funny, Steve. The delegation was like, first of all, look, let me tell you real quick.
Yeah.
The delegation could not take their eyes off of Barack Obama's pants. Listen. So all the delegation.
It wasn't a Teddy Bridgewater situation, was it?
Oh, what?
Teddy Bridgewater program.
You weren't sure how many legs were in the pants?
Oh, no. Okay. No. He had these short, perfectly creased, like, dad jean, thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, so the whole delegation was like, man, what's this man wearing?
Okay. So yeah, listen, that's fair.
So you weren't even worried about the pitch. You're like, who put these pants on this man? And you're like, boy, I know one thing. You messed up this pitch.
Yeah. Don't want to do that.
Yeah, he delivered too. But yeah. Point being Bush, yeah.
Coach Kelsey went out there, did the thing.
Did he deliver?
Yeah, he did it, man. He's over there talking to the he's he's over there talking to the baseball team.
Would you have tried to go overboard and just rip it?
Yeah. Yeah, just you want to be the one that they're like, whoa.
Yeah, I actually want to sign you.
Because even he threw a strike and they're like, 48 miles an hour. You're like,
okay. Did they say it out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was like,
why'd you do that?
Yeah. Strike.
Listen.
48.
If you're gonna do that, tell me you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Tell me you're going to do it.
Yeah, because then I might,
How many practice pitches do you think you would need to feel comfortable?
Oh, listen.
Because if they said, Steve, on Friday, you're doing a thing.
Oh, yeah. See, here's the thing. You know what the answer is? It's very easy.
Zero.
No, yeah, because hear me out. Listen, the answer immediately is, oh, nah, I'd be fine. Until you step on a mound and you're like, it's a long way.
It's farther than I thought.
And I'm up and he's down.
It's going into the ground.
Yeah, like, yes, that's exactly where it's going. Yeah. That's why they always tell you. They're like Dan McDonald said to him, he walked up and he said, aim high.
Yeah.
Aim high. You're not going to overthrow him, I promise you. And you're like, oh, no, I am. I know I am.
I've been practicing in my backyard.
Yeah, I promise.
You've been practicing on flat land.
Yeah.
In your backyard.
Yeah, no, that's baseball's one of those that I'm like, I would immediately, my immediate answer is like, oh, no, I can do it. And then you're like, no, you can't.
How often do you scroll and you see the, just give me a pitcher name, Scherzer or something,
Yeah.
Where they say, this is what this pitch looks like coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are awesome.
No,
videos.
It's crazy. I know a guy who umpired, and he said he was behind the plate in Bat Stadium, all of our friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when Aroldis Chapman was pitching.
Ooh.
And he's like, you could hear it coming in. It was like, it was just like, oh, it's there.
You can actually hear
it. Yeah, he's like, you could halfway through the pitch, he's like, you could, the sound would beat the ball there almost. Like, you're like, whoa. Or the ball would beat the sound. Yeah, where it was like, whoa, dude. It was like,
It's like when you watch those airplanes hit sonic speed and
it
looks like the graphics on your TV are messing up. You're like, that's awesome.
I know.
but yeah, the pitch. Listen, if you told me I was going to do it like on a Friday, I'd spend 30 minutes a day. Yeah, just like, because there's no way. Yeah, just like, you really should. I'm like, let me get the measurements and let me back up at least 10 more feet just to, just to have all my gauges calibrated.
But Coach Kelsey, man, I'm telling you, Coach Kelsey, he's getting it. He's putting on a show out there recruiting. I mean, I saw there was some other little press conferences this weekend where I saw like they were like just spent some of the time taking shots at the previous coach. It's like, okay, well, that's cool, I guess. Coach Kelsey got it, man. He come in here and was like, listen, he knows what it is. He shouted out, everything about the program. And it's showing, man, when he's out there recruiting, man. And he's like, no, we're going to go to the football. We're going to go to the baseball. We're going to go, hey, man, I want you to see this campus.
You made a reference to back in when Teddy Bridgewater was brought into the basketball.
The basketball, man. And, I mean, everybody was rooting for Teddy, chanting for Teddy. And it's like, yeah, no, this is – it was good to see. Now – he hosted another recruit this weekend, Javon Hadley, who was here yesterday from Colorado.
Beautiful weather.
We've got a Trilly Donovan prediction for Javon Hadley to Louisville. I feel comfortable that that's one we can take a little bit of a dive into.
What's the
today.
Trilly Donovan? Where do you hold the confidence level for Trilly Donovan?
Like 85.
Not 80, that's what,
yeah,
that's
yeah. Bigger. Like when he says it, because I mean, recruiting's recruiting. Yeah. I don't care if you're the most.
Yeah, the guru.
Yeah, like a kid could look you right in the face. And so, I mean, do you remember when Trey Lyles was committing? It was Kentucky or Louisville. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to Kentucky. Well, they come in that day, and he had people, his family, telling recruiting people that were there, he's going to Louisville. Mm. So the recruiting people started tweeting out, oh, Louisville's a red state on election day. Mm. And people were like, oh, my God, like, is he going to Louisville? And then he was like, no, I'm going to Kentucky.
I looked Mark Godfrey in the face and said, Coach, if you were to a bigger school, I no doubt.
Yeah.
He gets an offer to a bigger school.
Look, I'm not going there.
A week later, I'm like, I'm not going to Alabama.
It's like, look, it's like Jaden Quaintance, last week before the McDonald's the Hoop Summit, mm-hmm. He tweeted out a thing like, it's Kentucky, baby. No matter what, we're riding. Well, it'll be here Thursday. So, Boogie Flan decommitted this morning, too.
Boogie Flan.
Yeah. Elite point guard. Yeah. Number one point guard in the country.
We could use it.
So, it'd be good that we won't. Well, I don't think we'll get him. He'll go to Indiana or Arkansas, probably. But it's good that we won't have to play him. So, bye. I'm sure you'll find another less athletic point guard, too.
How many are these guys is Cal going to get at Arkansas?
I don't know, because
how many does he want?
I would have thought Jaden Quaintance, and he may, I don't know that Quaintance will end up here. I don't know that. I mean, we obviously got a good connection here with Thomas Carr, Coach Carr. But
does Cal does he change his style and go get some adults?
Maybe, because I mean, I haven't exactly heard anybody going there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, who knows? Maybe a guy like Queens goes there. Maybe Santos Hero's going to look around.
One guy left. He left Arkansas and went to Texas. He just committed yesterday to Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see? You know what's kind of odd? I find odd.
Mm.
Two of the main Indiana State transfers went to Texas. I figured if he was such a good coach, they would just follow him, right?
Huh. Or here's the other problem.
Uh-huh.
If they were good enough to go to Texas,
uh-huh.
Maybe it's the player-centric thing.
Yeah, maybe the coach wasn't good enough to get us to do it. Because, I mean,
who coached those guys?
I know. Like, the good news is he's not paying attention to us at all. So we got that going for us. He is deep in a text message right now.
Two of Nikki's favorite coaches' players went to Texas, and y'all didn't make the tournament?
I know. Well, and they didn't follow him. I was like, so that means if we would have hired that guy,
shut your mouth. Nikki, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He didn't deserve an ally, and you didn't deserve. You didn't deserve for me to jump in. Like, was between you and Steve this entire time, and I just saw some. I just came in and I just kicked something.
What was that?
Listen, it's one of those videos where somebody walked by and they see somebody getting jumped and kick him for no reason.
Yeah,
it's like get him. Yeah, look, I don't know what he did, but he must have done something.
Something deserved this.
You know who I thought that was?
What,
the guy that sits at the Lakers games or to be all NBA games? What's his name? I bet Nikki would know.
Jack Nichols?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson?
No. The random guy that nobody knows who he is, but he always has these suits on, and he wears this hat that looks like...
like Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? He's always at just random games. I see him at Lakers games most. Texas, please help me out. It's the guy who wears the... Is he either a Crocodile Dundee hat?
James Goldstein.
Okay.
He's an American businessman who attends a large number of national basketball games.
He's always in front row.
Typically in courtside seats, including many home games for the Lakers and Clippers.
Okay.
James Goldstein. There you go.
Okay, yeah. He's a weird dressed guy. He's just always up front.
He has got quite a flair, and we love him as sort of a super fan, David Stern said.
Okay. Fair enough.
I literally typed in Crocodile Dundee NBA fan, and that is what came up.
And that's what came up?
James Goldstein.
Well, go ahead. No.
It is definitely him, the fixture.
Yeah.
How about that? So the rest of this week.
Jimmy Goldstein, he goes by. Sorry.
Okay. The rest of this week, we had Javon Hadley yesterday. Like I said, I think there's enough confidence there that I'm pretty comfortable with us. Like I said, maybe after the break, maybe doing a little dive into him, just looking into what he is. Omar Ballo supposed to be here tomorrow. I'll believe that when I see man.
Give me a confidence level. That
like 30. Especially with Quaintance coming in Thursday now.
Phil Baker's all over it.
Yeah, of course. Ballo's at Indiana right now, and there's an overwhelming feel that he's going to go to Indiana.
Why do you say that? You still just got PTSD, Mbako PTSD.
Well, and they're saying, like I read a report where they were like, his agent's like telling people he's going to Indiana now, and he's telling the other coaches he's not yet. It's like, okay, there's a lot happening here. Yeah, do what you want. So I will see if he shows up tomorrow.
Who's worth it more, him or young fella?
That's a good question. That's a really good question because here's the thing, Quaintance comes with two seasons.
Ballo Alves in the final, the Elite Eight.
Probably. I mean, he's good, man. But I mean, Quaintance is top. I'm talking about a top 10 player in the country. Like,
I don't trust kids.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm with you. For a one-season deal, if you're going to put together a team that's capable of going to a Final Four this year, then go ahead and give me Ballo. Yeah, but
Ballo, it's like his floor is a Sweet 16.
I mean, listen, I want him bad. I'd take both of them. Of course. I mean, and I think you could. Like, absolutely. But I'm just very low on will he actually be here. Now, tomorrow or Thursday, you're going to have the – Ali Khalifa from BYU.
Is it smokescreen?
It could be, but the fact that Coach Kelsey's getting him on campus, and I mean, he's literally a BYU guy, is pretty solid. You know, like
I got irritated this weekend because you bring him on campus, right? You bring him because he has a skill set, right? And Marcus Maben gets those messages as, oh, man, he sucks, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't do anything. I mean, all he says is he's one of the best big man passers.
Yeah.
So, Steve, without yelling, I was like, I really hate when people just start judging, like finding the problem instead of, okay, Steve, this is hypothetical. What if I got this big-time scorer from James Madison? Mm-hmm. What if I got this big-time shooter that could be playing the NBL in Australia?
Yeah.
What if I got all these scorers all over the floor? And I said, you know what I'm going to add to that? A 6'11", 7-foot guy who's only one of the best passing big men in the country.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, are y'all not watching, like, your match? Like, when you watched UConn, what did you see? You saw a 7-footer at the high post.
Oh, yeah.
Screening, getting passes from good angles, getting good shots off of good screens and passing from the big man. You literally just watched the last 2 years of Jokic dominating with his passes off the cuts with Booker, running screen and rolls with great passes.
Yep.
Stop. Get your brain out of, if he's not 21 points a game. You know, it's like, do y'all remember what Stephen Enoch's number
was? I was just about to bring up Steve Enoch. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's just
there's a point a game.
Yeah. And we sit in here and it's like, no, look at him. A guy that can turn over his left shoulder, hit a jump hook, can turn over his right shoulder and jump hook, and can jump really high. His ceiling is endless. He's still crushing. What about Malik?
He's killing it.
As mad as I was at Malik, I'm happy.
Yeah. Shot. Yeah, I mean, he
was, that press conference, I could have.
Yeah, I mean, disowned him. I know.
He's my own family.
I know, but he's still a guy who was, you know, a McDonald's All-American or outsider.
Yeah. Near miss.
Also, tomorrow, the kid from Long Beach State, man. His name is like, his last name's Treor. I think it's, I'm not even going to try to say it, yeah. First name, but it's there.
Yeah, he has a name.
He has a name. He might be my guy. my like quietly, you know, like, yeah, there's names. That's the guy. That's the guy you gotta get. He is the ultimate. He had 2 triple doubles this year at Long Beach State. He's undersized. He plays more of a forward 3-4 guy. I think he's only about 6'5". Mm-hmm. Stupid athletic. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yep, to be able to do the triple doubles, and it's like that. He's quite like all these names. Because then you turn around and not next weekend, you've got Corin Johnson from Washington, who's sixth man player of the year. Yeah, maybe. And Boopy Miller from Wake Forest. But the Long Beach State kid, man, like I go watch him.
I'm mad at West Coast players right now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's... I know. I understand.
Does Trey White count as a Texas player or a West Coast player? Because I'm mad at Texas players, too.
We're not taking anybody.
From Texas?
Look, West, DJ Wagner's in the portal.
Is that breaking news?
Yeah. So...
You want the sound?
No, actually,
I can get you the sound.
No, actually, I get more joy out of just saying it so nonchalantly.
I love
wondering that if there's a Kentucky fan listening to us right now, that I'm like, they're like, but I want to hear what you thought about Mark Pope, and I'm like, it was cute. It was a cute little press conference y'all did. Yeah, it was nice. I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna have to label your hotkeys.
Look.
That one is so far deep in there. You know what that one's saved on? It's saved on the Scotty D page.
You got to get.
Why is it in the Scotty D page?
You have to get a hotkey page, and you're gonna have to make a layout, a board. You're gonna have to make a hotkey board, Nikki.
I got a hotkey board, but it's
mad at you all the time.
No, Steve's mad at me because
like comedic timing is 90% of being a good comedian, or conversationally. Timing is important. And what did you say about you have about 3 seconds to deliver the sound, Steve?
Yeah, that's about right.
And Nikki averages what?
I don't have it 13, on my page. 14? You know, that's the problem. I don't have it on my page. I've got that. Yeah, don't have it. Wait, maybe it's down here.
Okay.
No.
If I were to pick one of those, and just like a random one, how fast would it take? How fast could you? If I said,
try me.
Rim shot.
Oh. Whoops. Nope. There it is. Got it.
Well, that was a disaster.
Or that was perfect.
Yeah.
Or that was absolutely perfect. Okay. So, Steve, we're DJ Wagner's in the portal.
Yeah.
Is he going to Arkansas?
I don't know.
Or is he declaring?
It says he'll be completely open. So, he's open to listening to anybody.
How hot is he?
I think he'll command some attention. Yeah. Yeah, I think. I mean, he'll probably go to Arkansas. I think he's one that it's like, I'm completely open, but it's like.
Cal is probably like, you know what I sacrificed for you?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe Cal don't want him. He might. There might be a few of those players like, I'm good.
You were not worth the trouble.
Yeah, I mean.
You think he'd want him?
He'd go to Memphis, I guess. I just don't know that. Maybe I'm wrong.
And I'm saying trouble. Like, I'm not saying like
No, he's a good kid. Yeah, I don't think anybody's thinking that. I just don't know that. Does he fit Kelce? I'm really asking. Do you think it's somebody Louisville would reach out to?
I don't.
I don't think so.
I don't.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. I don't think so.
Put it this way. If one of his assistants had like a relationship with him or something,
sure,
maybe,
yeah,
gauge the interest.
Yeah,
but he would. What's the word? I don't think he would waste a ton of recruiting resources to chase DJ Wagner.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. I'm saying waste, use.
Because
when you look at guys that Coach Kelce is going after, you see a high assist to turnover ratio. You see a high field goal percentage. It's almost
and physical. Like yeah. I don't think he's physical. Like
the Long Beach State kid I was talking about. Undersized, but physical, man. Physical, athletic. You know, he rebounds. He's tough. You know, you're like, I really want that kid. That's just my
– Yeah, just a
all
personal.
These other names. Watch this kid. I watched all – when that list come out, I watched all this film, and I was like, oh.
He kind of jumped off
the page. I like that. Mm. Yeah, I like that. So, yeah, there's a – But yeah, but anyway, so we'll see, man. Hopefully,
my guy's Queens.
Well, yeah. My guy's Ballo. That's my guy. You gotta get that guy. They're talking like, I mean, listen, I think Louisville's got a real good shot at Queens. I don't, like I said, we'll see with Ballo. If he ends up here, I would love him. I think I'm just kind of, you hear my dismissiveness just because I'm kind of like, I think in my head, I'm like, it's not which coming
one,
here.
Which one would cost more?
Oh, Ballo. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Trilly Donovan's out here okay. saying he's commanding $1.2 million. So, if you want to, I mean, you're going to cost. Queens did play AAU, did play some Adidas ball, though. Not that they care about us at all.
Are you still holding
Adidas? Who cares about us less, Rick Pitino or Adidas? I don't know. It's like, who knows? It's one of the two. Yeah. I mean, it still matters to me. Adidas.
No,
I'm not. I don't feel like doing it. So many other good things happening. I mean, I believe you're getting a commitment tomorrow from Javon Hadley, which will be a very nice pickup. I hope he breaks his nose again so he has to wear his mask because he played last season with a matte black mask.
I thought they banned it after LeBron had it.
He looked awesome.
I thought LeBron looked awesome.
I know.
When he had it.
Like when
Why did they ban that mask? That was awesome.
When Hadley was playing, it was like, this is amazing. Watching his videos.
St. John's in Kentucky, home and home.
That'd be fun. Good for them, man.
Nikki, what do you think about St. John's, Kentucky, home and home?
Do you think Pitino's retiring in a year or two? Because he says, I get to say goodbye to Kentucky. I'm wondering if this is like some sort of farewell tour that he's starting.
It sounds really sad to be leaving Kentucky.
Yeah.
Sounds like he didn't get proper closure that he thought he should have had with Kentucky.
Something. But I don't know. His usage of the word goodbye made me wonder. I wonder if this is a...
Would you like to see a home and home with Kelce and Rick Steve?
Yeah. He won't do it, but yeah.
Why won't Kelce do it?
Oh, no. Kelce would do it. Tina won't do it, so. I don't know. Guess that's his own thing. Just have to figure that out, won't he? Nice little send off over there. Yeah. So there's that. Dog. I agree. Hadley is a dog.
DJ Wagner or. Big boy from Kentucky in the portal. Skinny.
Bradshaw?
Yeah.
Neither. I don't.
Neither one of them.
No. I don't think either one of them really fit Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big boy's not going anywhere but a Nike school, though.
Oh, Bradshaw.
Yeah, apparently he's going to either. I don't care. Ole Miss, Ohio State, or UNC. That's what I say. I mean, Quaintz is one, though, where you look at him and you're like,
he may have some outside.
Yeah, like.
Think outside the box a little bit.
He went, they showed his team playing OTE. Like, they were literally playing OTE teams.
What is overtime elite technically?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Is that just
not real sure?
Are they just a squad?
Yeah, they just have a lot of just the place you go and you play basketball.
Do they have any classes?
I don't think so.
I'm sure you got to
do outsider school.
Yeah, I feel like I remember them saying like this is where you go to rehab your academics too. Like,
and probably. I mean, they probably have like it's more like a homeschool type thing.
Directly, what I need to get.
That's what I would think. Yeah,
get proper credits or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I think, man. Just do that.
And if we get any of these big names, it's like I don't want to hear numbers.
I know, I don't particularly because. But I mean, that's like they said. They were like Indiana right now. I mean, Mike Woodson's in desperation mode. They got the kid this weekend. Can't remember his name, but they got Balos on campus.
Is he going back again?
Yeah, he's going back, but with three, four, with getting those three guys, somebody said that if they get Balo, Indiana will already be almost 4 million deep.
Was that Cuban money?
Yeah, like it's like, all right, man. Like, whatever it takes. I mean, at this point, it's whatever's important to you. I mean, if Coach Kelsey feels like I have to have an elite big man. And it's worth it. We can other places we can sacrifice, but I need this. Or maybe he says, no, I need two adults in the backcourt. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have. To me, it's not worth if that man if the, I'm just saying, maybe I don't know which one it is, but I could understand a coach. I won't even say Kelsey, just any coach saying, I'm not gonna spend $1 million on a big man because I don't have to have that.
Okay, hypothetically, if you could have DJ Burns or DJ from NC State, just hypothetically, that type player. The guard or the big for North Carolina?
The guard. I would take Horn.
Horn.
Yeah. Burns is a cool story during the thing, but it's like, during the season, they literally had to bench him because he was getting cooked. Like, yeah. I mean, again, I'm not going to fall in love with a six-game stretch or five-game stretch. Like, there was a whole season played, you know?
No. It's the only tournament.
Yeah. I gotta go back and look. That's why I say.
That's your whole career.
When I see a kid at Long Beach State who had two triple-doubles this year, you know, and I watch video and I go, man, he's crazy athletic. Man, he's got this going. Oh, man, he can do this. You know, it's like, okay, that's a guy. I want that guy.
How many outworkers do you need?
Oh, I think you need a few. For one, Pat Kelsey-centric, I think you need a few because that's what I think he likes. And two, I mean, just the situation.
Will he be the deepest rotation we've had in the last 15 years?
Well, there's only three people on the team right now, so I don't know. We'll see.
Type of.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
type of.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did you consider Rick Pitino a deep rotation guy?
Yes and no. Yes, and then it shrunk. But
yeah, it's like later on.
You'd be in the tournament though, and the reason he is what he is because you'd be in the tournament. And Anton Gill would come in. You're like, why is he playing?
Ready to go.
Yeah, you know, Tim Henderson would come in, ready to go. Mm. You know, guys. I mean, it happened all the time where he would just pull a guy out, and it's like, oh, he's ready, big play. You know, I mean, Gill come in against NC State that year in the Sweet 16. We couldn't get anything going with Terry Rozier and Montrezl Harrell. Gill hits two threes. It's like, well.
Should have been playing all year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Thanks for not playing him.
I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready?
Get ready, y'all.
Get ready.
Welcome back. It's been Days with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Being that it's such a beautiful day with beautiful weather, perfect temperature, it's probably a good time to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So, Saturday morning,
okay,
I couldn't help myself.
Okay,
we got to fix this situation with old girl and the division spot.
Okay.
You know, normally Saturday morning I go to Burlington, you know, blah blah blah. Nikki, Saturday morning we said nope, there will be no Burlington this morning. So you can imagine.
Whoa!
You can imagine that, how that threw me off from the beginning.
Sure.
It's like nope. Let me go find this paperwork. When was the last time you read paperwork, Steve, and you read it like 10 times to make sure you're not wrong? What was the last thing you felt like you quadruple checked?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
What was the last thing you just...
I wouldn't know. I don't...
But you know that feeling like a coupon? Like
probably
you
somebody's...
look at the dates on the coupon and you're just like, I need to know. I need to be sure about this.
Probably somebody's Twitter account. Make sure it wasn't fake. Like a U of L recruiting news or something.
Okay. Where you read it just like...
Yeah.
Or announcement like, oh, yeah, that's fair. It's probably some John Calipari...
It's like, is this fake?
Listen, I sat in my car and read this date, and you know what? It didn't have, it had like, it had promise date or something on it, right? And I'm like, is that where I'm gonna be wrong at? Am I gonna walk out of this vision place with egg on my face after, you know, they say, oh, sir, the promise date means, yeah. I said, nope. I said, listen, the girl who helped me was sitting right there in the same spot. I said, my man, I want you to look at this paper. This is what I went into the vision spot and said, my man, I want you to look at this paper. And if your policy is 2 years expiration date, can you tell me that I'm within the 2 years of the thing? The guy said, yeah, looks like you're good. You here to get some glasses? I'm like, okay, are we sure that
yeah.
I'm kind of making him repeat it because I want to know for
absolutely
sure before we move forward with any kind of business transactions. He said, yep. I was like, so can you do me a favor? Can you look in the computer and see if it has, you know, the same date, you know, as the paperwork? Because I need to know this. I'm kind of being a jerk because old girl's still in there. The girl who didn't want to help me last time.
Right.
So I know she's kind of ear hustling, like, and she's probably praying. He's, oh, there it is. Yeah. So anyway, he confirmed the paperwork. They said, get your glasses.
Sure.
50% off. And because I recently got contacts, it was 60% off. So it was awesome.
Right.
I left because they said, you know, your glasses won't be until, you know, Tuesday or early next week.
Sure.
And then they sent me a text message. About an hour later, it's like, we got your glasses together.
Okay.
Went back and got my glasses. I didn't wear them today.
Ah, okay.
But I do have my Kelsey specials.
Nice.
So if anybody sees me and I look a little different anytime soon,
okay,
act like you don't even act like there's no change in my appearance.
I love it.
I'm happy about that.
Or compliment them heavily.
I just
want to be heavily complimented.
I have to. I might have to confess. No, not confess, Steve. You're looking at my eyes, and I've been avoiding admitting the honest truth. I think I got the A word. I think in seasonal changes.
Yeah.
I mean,
it happens. It happens to the best of them. I never had it, and then it just popped up. I refuse to take anything for it for some reason. I don't know. It's like I just.
You've never taken anything?
No. It's like
I refuse to take anything.
It's like that's my. Look, I've put my line in the sand. I'm not going to treat my allergies. that's the hill you want to die on. I don't know.
Listen, I'm going to take the last second to say, okay, maybe it's your contacts, Marcus. Or I run the heat all the time in my car and the fan blows into my eyes.
That could be. Sometimes my eyes get rude because I'm a heavy air conditioned guy.
Okay.
Constantly.
So it's blowing like
and
fans.
I'm like, and sometimes my eyes get really dry.
You keep fans blowing in the house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went night sleep with. We got two box fans. Sleep with.
Do you have some loud fans?
Yeah, it sounds like a jet taking off in my room when you go in there.
Say, if you open the door to your room, you can feel the full breeze.
Yes.
Is it oscillating?
Yeah. No. They're just boxes.
You got them pointing in your face?
Well, we have a pretty good sized bedroom. And so we put them, they're pretty far away, but it keeps air circulating in the noise.
Do you have them pointing in the same direction so you can get?
No, we just let them clash in the air. It doesn't matter. But yeah, like we take them, like we're going Saturday to Orlando, and luckily we have some friends going down, so we'll throw one in the back of their truck.
You driving? Oh,
no, God, no.
I was going to say.
No,
You haven't driven in years.
No chance. We're flying out Saturday morning.
How long are you going to be gone?
Till Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I'll be on a few days.
What are you? What are you gonna do for 4 days? Six.
Just all kinds of stuff. Or two of the days we're gonna do Disney. So, and then we'll go to
2 days at Disney.
Yeah. Well, we do all four parks though in 2 days. We do them enough now, and I'm a Disney Plus wizard. Like I'm like we don't wait in lines. We can do two parks in a day easy because like I am literally a czar, a mastermind, a genius.
So you have an itinerary?
Oh yeah, I'm just boom 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 boom. Look, I've got we go to one park. I know which ones to hit early. Boom, we hit that one. We hit that one. Okay, the other park. I've already got four rides lined up at the other park. We don't even got to wait in line tonight. You know, whatever. Like,
yeah, you were telling me.
Can you give an example of what your itinerary might sound like? Because I know you're legit because Steve was like my consigliere for the last time.
Booking rides.
Yeah. No. That you have to do that. We learned that the hard way. Mm-hmm. You have to book rides. Some of them, like Guardians and Tron, new ones.
And God bless people that go to Disney, man, and they just think, oh, I'm just going to go down there and ride rides. No, you're not. Depends on what time of year you go. But, I mean, no, you're probably going to go wait in line for about four rides. And then you're going to be like, yeah, I'm not doing the rest of these.
Let's go home.
Yep.
Let's try it again tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, okay, for instance, I'll wake up. One day we're going to do Animal Kingdom and then we're going to go over to Epcot. We like to pair those two together because it's just, Epcot is long day around the world.
You should just open up a desk in front of one of the hotels and be like, let me book you up. A Disney travel agent. Yeah.
No joke. Steve needs to do that. Like he can make a killing on the side.
Set up a booth right there.
Because travel agents have gone out of business pretty much. But there's certain elements, areas where I feel like they could still thrive, and Disney is definitely one of them. And Steve speaks it damn near natively, not even fluently, like natively.
Yeah, that's true. And then the other days we're gonna do some things. We're gonna go out to we talked about even driving over to Clearwater and going to Hulk Hogan's restaurant. Well, thought that'd be fun, but yeah.
I like Clearwater.
There is a place down there that I would really like to live in Orlando, an area, a Celebration that I want to take Charity over to. And I've actually, she don't know yet, but I have a tour set up for the complex.
Yeah.
I just was like, well, let's just look.
See what you think.
just see if you can massage her opinion.
Can you imagine? Yeah, just walk around like, man, see yourself here, can't you? No, but yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Come on, Jalen. Jalen, you can play us out because we're going to get into this Colorado kid that Steve's all excited about. When we come back from commercial break, roll along, 939 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.